With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show. We do it every single day here on The Last Lap. We take a trip around the country to go inside NFL training camp. AFC West, AFC North in the books. And now this week we go to the AFC South and we'll start in Tennessee. And to Tennessee we go, talking some Titans with Terry McCormick, publisher of TitansInsider.com. And he's on Twitter at TerryMC13. Terry, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Look, I am great. So let's start with the quarterback here. I guess that's what we're doing today. We're going to talk Jaguars a little later. I know we'll start with quarterback there. Marcus Mariota certainly has been in the league long enough, we all know this, where fans want to see the player that he was billed to be. How's he looked in training camp, and is there progress there, Terry?
Well, I think the biggest thing for Marcus is just to stay healthy. I think, he's looked pretty good in training camp. He's had some days where he's looked really good, and he's had some days where he's misfired. I think that kind of is sort of the story of his career thus far, that and the injuries. And I think, the other night against the New England Patriots, they stalled for the first couple of series, went three and out. Then all of a sudden, they put together an 11-play drive. It went, I think, 87 yards, and he hit Delanie Walker for a touchdown. So, that's been kind of the mark of Marcus Mariota throughout the 4 years of his career, just that he's been a little bit inconsistent and a little bit injury-prone.
The offense certainly revolves around him, and quarterback play in that division has been elevated to the point where I think every franchise in that AFC South, assuming the healthier of Mariota and also Andrew Luck, every franchise is going to have, every team is going to have that franchise type of quarterback. And it leads me to, look, just the question of where right now this team kind of fits in that division, and one of the toughest divisions, Terry, that I think there is right now in the NFL.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of parity in the AFC South. I think, obviously, if Andrew Luck can get healthy and be out there for the Indianapolis Colts, they're probably the class of the division. I think, he can put that team. You talk about franchise quarterbacks, but he's sort of like your guy in New Orleans, Drew Brees or Tom Brady, or the real elite type guys who can put the team on their back and turn a 5-win team into an 11-win team just by being out there and executing the offense. Luck is that kind of guy. Every other team kind of wishes they had that kind of guy, because their guys are a little bit up and down, a little bit, some weeks they play really well, some weeks they don't, and that sort of thing. And I think the Titans are probably, top to bottom, I'd say they're probably the second best team in the division, but depending on how things shake out, they could finish anywhere from first to fourth, simply because there is so much parity in the AFC South.
That sounds a lot like what the Saints are dealing with here, with the parity in the NFC South, Terry. We feel you there. And alongside Marcus Mariota in the backfield, of course, is Derrick Henry, who had a breakout kind of year last year in year three of his career, 1,000-plus yards, 1,059, 12 touchdowns. Contract year for Derrick Henry. Expect big things from him, Terry?
Contract year for Henry, contract year for Mariota, contract year for right tackle Jack Conklin. Lots of guys who are coming up on the final year of their deals. I think Henry showed last year in the last month of the season that he could be a carry the load type of running back, and I think that the Titans are eager to build around that. He was nursing a calf injury they sustained on the first day of training camp, just got back out on the field a little bit yesterday. They've been very limited in what they've done with him thus far. They're going to take it easy. Wouldn't shock me if he got a couple of carries Sunday night against Pittsburgh in the third preseason game. Wouldn't surprise me at all if they held him out and just waited for the regular season to get him going. But I think his challenge is to prove that what he did over the last 5 to 6 weeks of the season is not an aberration, that he can be that type of back for 16 games.
So a couple of, well, three straight 9-7 seasons here, two for Mike Mularkey. Mike Vrabel last year comes in, takes over, and it's also 9-7. Kind of that spot, and we all know this, Terry, you don't want to be in the NFL. You don't have a high draft pick, and you're not making the playoffs. If you do, you're 1-done, not getting that good pick. Is Mike Vrabel, if things go south here, is he safe? Is he on the hot seat here? What's Vrabel's status and his safety?
I don't think so, because he was John Robinson's hand-picked guy to be the head coach once they moved on from Mike Mularkey. They felt like Mike Mularkey had taken the team as far as he could. They wanted somebody who could elevate them to the next level. They felt like that Mike Vrabel, even though he's a first-time head coach, could be that type of guy. He comes from the Patriots tree just the same as John Robinson does. And I think, you know, he is Robinson's hand-picked guy. You know, if things were to go really south, you know, I still don't think that Vrabel – would necessarily be on the hot seat, because you got to remember, if things go really south, then you've got to figure that either Marcus Mariota got hurt or had a terrible year, and they're going to move on from him and draft the next guy and try to rebuild. So Vrabel will get the chance to operate either with Mariota having success or with his quarterback that would be drafted in the next year or two.
Harold Landry was linked to the Saints before he got drafted by Tennessee. Pass rushers Brian Arakpo, Derek Morden, they retired this offseason, so Landry now in the spotlight. Big year for him?
Big year for him. He's actually not played at all in the preseason and been out of practice the last couple of days. So, you know, they don't really tell us much about injuries at this time of year unless you can just dig it out of a source or something like that. So he's been out for the last couple of days. The big thing that they want Harold Landry to do is to be able to develop that secondary pass rush move. He's got the bend, as they call it, you know, where he's able to lean and get around the corner and beat the tackle and get to the quarterback. But once opposing offensive tackles or tight ends who may be chipping or whatever figure that move out and they counter it, Landry's got to be the guy to develop a secondary pass rush move, whether it's some kind of twist or some kind of swim move, that sort of thing, in order to add that to his arsenal and not be as one-dimensional.
Bottom line here, Terry, Titans make the playoffs this year.
They'll be right on the cusp. They'll be right on the cusp again. I fully expect that they'll be in, probably in the wild card hunt in the last couple of weeks of the season. They'll either be one of those teams controlling their own destiny with some winning in, or being there on the fringe and needing some help a little bit.
That is Inside Titans Training Camp with Terry McCormick, publisher at TitanInsider.com. He's on Twitter at TerryMC13. Terry, appreciate the time tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go to Jacksonville. We'll talk to John Reed about Jacksonville's training camp next on The Last Lap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.